assistant at. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
I'm not having a medical emergency. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So I know that on the vaccine site where it has the priorities listed for getting the vaccine, it lists under phase 1C, it lists people 16 to 64 with immunocompromised or health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go on to the, when you go online to apply for, you know, to get in line for a vaccine, it offers everything else under the sun, but it does not offer anyone who has a health condition.
Oh, what do you mean it doesn't offer anyone who has a health condition?
So like when you go, you know where you go, I don't know if you've been to this site or not, but you go to the little thing that's like the survey for you to sign up for the
mm-hmm.
vaccine. Are you familiar with that?
No, ma'am. I just provide the number for you to call that you can call and schedule the vaccine appointment.
Okay, so like you have to go, when you go under here, and I've tried calling that number too, and it's not listed under theirs, but when you look at the state of Alabama, where it says the Alabama COVID-19 vaccination allocation plan that was updated on January the 29th, under 1C, it lists persons in identified age groups at risk for COVID-19 associated morbidity and mortality, not included in phase 1B. Persons with high-risk medical conditions and critical workers not recommended for vaccination in phase 1B. And then it gives an explanation to the site. It says persons 65 to 74, persons age 16 to 64 with high-risk medical conditions. It says see footnote 2. When you go down to footnote 2, it says high-risk medical conditions include but are not limited to cancer, chronic kidney disease. It gives all those, and it lists type 1 and type 2 diabetes. But when you go on to the Alabama Department of Public Health's website where it says get a COVID-19 vaccine and you get click on schedule a vaccine, you have to go through the whole thing. Are you looking for a first dose, a second dose? It asks you what county you're looking for appointments. Then it has you go through, indicate your age range. Then it goes to do you work or volunteer, you know, any of these following. It gives you these questions you have to go through. And if it's none of the above, it'll give you another set. Well, then it says, do you work any of the following? It has a medical office, outpatient therapy, pharmacy, dental, all this. None of these offer it for someone who has a medical condition. None of these options are a medical condition under the state website where you go in to do this.
Okay. So I see.
And I'm just trying to figure out why it's not available and who can I mean, who needs to know this, because it really needs to be available. I mean, to me, someone who has a health condition like that is really more justified. I mean, if you're going to have to justify people, I mean, versus somebody who works, you know, at some other places really should. I mean, I would think we'd want to vaccinate the people who have chronic health conditions.
Okay, ma'am. I'm not sure who you call and report that to. I would say whatever their condition is, they still just pre-register, because the way it works anyway is someone calls you with a time and a day, and they decide when your appointment is going to be.
Well, when you schedule this vaccine, it doesn't give you the option to register if it says you're ineligible. And if it doesn't have anything for you to click that says you're eligible, it doesn't get you, you're not eligible. So...
Okay, ma'am. I've never been on the site, so I just have a number. You can call them, and you can see if you can just register with them. And the way it works regardless is when they have an appointment, they call you.
Is that the 855-566-5333?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.